Let's look at the stock market crisis in China. Chinese stocks have plunged for a second day after worries over China's slowing growth triggered a global sell-off. Now, the main stock exchange has had its worst fall since 2007 in China. Why do you care about this? Why are we doing this on a local radio show? Why is this the top story on the UK news today? Well, because there are fears about a knock-on effect on pensions. There are fears about a knock-on effect on the overall economy in the UK. John Simpson, the economist, is with us this morning, as is Jonathan Davis, the economist. Good morning to you, John. Good morning, Jonathan.
Morning.
Morning, Jonathan. Well, John, how does this affect us in this country when China has this type of crash?
I think the important thing is that we, in Northern Ireland, we have a very slowly recovering economy and a kick, another kick against the whole of the world economy is going to knock through and ultimately will affect us in Northern Ireland. The CBI yesterday produced a forecast that said the British economy is going to improve by a bit more than they originally forecast. I think what's happened in terms of the world stock markets means the CBI will be rethinking its figures. But much more important for us is Northern Ireland economy has been recovering much more slowly than the rest of the British economy. Indeed, the discussion you've been having this morning is not completely irrelevant. You've been discussing how politically stable is our society? How is that influencing what people decide to do in terms of where they live, where they invest, and whether or not they spend their incomes in Northern Ireland or get jobs in Northern Ireland? The whole process is linked, and unfortunately, it paints a picture where Chinese crash in the stock exchange and our political crash both contribute to the fact Northern Ireland has an economy which is barely recovering at all.
There was over 50 billion wiped off the value of Britain's leading companies yesterday. And of course, Britain's leading companies is what pension funds invest into, Jonathan Davis. And that then, Jonathan, is how some of us are affected here in the UK. I'm interested in tying the link between China and how our lives are affected, Jonathan. Someone on the 10 o'clock news, one of the leading pension fund managers on the 10 o'clock news last night, said we're in a crisis. Is that your reading of it?
We're heading that way. The stock market moves suggest to me that global stock markets are in a process, not a direct straight line, in a process of topping out after 5 or 6 years of a boom. And that suggests that there may indeed be a Western stock market crash or collapse. This could presage an economic recession in the UK and the rest of the West. But the big issue is that unlike 2009, when the policymakers slashed interest rates to get things going again, they will not be able to slash interest rates this time if indeed we are heading into recession, which I think is increasingly probable. And of course, if we go into recession, they can't reduce interest rates. I tell you, we're going to move from recession to depression. And that, of course, is going to be the crisis that you're talking about.
Yeah, you are the ultimate doom and gloom monger, Jonathan, aren't you?
I'm a wealth manager and an economist who doesn't buy the hype. Just weeks ago, the economic financial commentators were saying nothing to worry about. You just heard John say that the Confederation of British Industry yesterday raised up their outlook for economic growth in the UK. And yet, very few people have been saying that the stock market was at risk. Well, I can tell you, the people I talk to have been talking about it for months. So you can call me whatever you want.
John?
But the fact is, stock markets are crashing. This actually creates an opportunity for investors and...
Well, actually, stock markets are rallying this morning. Stock markets are rallying this morning, certainly back in Europe again. John, since the last word to you.
Stephen, by the end of this week, the crash yesterday will not be as... things will have improved. but I think there is a touch in what Jonathan's saying. This has been a crisis that has been coming, and we can't just wish it away in the course of 1 week's trading. Northern Ireland has a particular set of problems. We don't have a reputation for economic stability. It's being eroded by the sort of items you've been talking about early this morning on your programme. And this is yet another straw on the camel's back, and the camel being the Northern Ireland economy.
John Simpson, thank you.
It's very difficult to survive at present.
Thank you. Jonathan, thank you.